Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 16th of November, recording at 9:06 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And a very hoarse voice, I'm afraid, because I've been speaking all day at the chart seminar, where we had an extremely lively group of mostly subscribers among the delegates. I always like that because they have the most enthusiasm and experience to contribute to the workshop environment. And they have arrived in London from 15 different countries. That's including the UK, I should say. Okay. Now, what about these markets? I haven't had time to have a really thorough look through everything, but I've seen enough to have, I think, quite a fairly reasonable overview. First, in terms of stock markets, we see them, well, they're mostly steady. A little bit of consolidation going on in Asia. The China section, Hong Kong, China section excepted, but I noticed that some of those closed off their highs. The European markets, a bit mixed, mostly showing modest gains, and where there were declines, they really were quite tiny. Wall Street had a decent close in here today, up 54 on the Dow, 3 on the S&P, and there's a reason for that, which I will get on to in a moment. Well, it also has been doing quite well recently, as you'll be aware. But I think there's another factor, and undoubtedly, that helped it in here today. And I'll go right on to that. That's crude oil. Crude oil was hit very hard in here today and closed. Well, this is after hours trading. It's currently down 271 at 56.05. That's the NYMEX crude. So that's a new reaction low for this move, and it's a fairly substantial hit. But more on that in a moment. And government bonds down a little bit here today. The U.S. dollar a little bit steadier here today. Nothing dramatic or exciting. Precious metals. Now, they had some good gains on earlier today, but those were pegged back very sharply by the weakness in oil, and that actually pushed gold into the minus column, and also silver. For instance, silver was up at a high of 1335 and at one point today, but is trading at $13 in the after hours trading here right now. Okay, grains and beans, a little bit of profit taking there as well. Industrial metals, mostly a little down, but not all of them. I see that tin, which was down yesterday, is up, and zinc had some modest gains in here today. So did lead. No drama in that precious metal sector. Okay, what about these stock markets? Well, they've been in splendid form overall. We do see some consolidations taking place here, which is hardly surprising. The main exceptions in terms of importance are the Hong Kong China complex and India, which has not succumbed to a consolidation. Both, incidentally, many of the China indices, certainly the Shanghai A shares and the Indian indices, had seen consolidations near their former highs before extending those gains overall. The European market's quite firm still overall, as is certainly is Wall Street. So really, we still have these very orderly, consistent upward trends that are getting consolidations in very narrow ranges over a relatively short period of time, because there hasn't been anything there hasn't been any event which has triggered a sort of a widespread consolidative process. So confidence is running pretty high here. Again, some of these trends look overstretched. If you, for instance, go into the weekly charts in the library of indices and slap on a 200-day moving average, as you can, just put it on one of those charts and it'll be processed through the entire sector. What you'll notice is that in terms of regression, these have pulled away, these rallies have pulled away from that. From those 200-day moving averages, quite a bit. So that just suggests that the rallies are getting a bit more overextended, and that this hot performance that we've seen recently will give way to what I probably, well, what I suspect will be a ranging consolidation rather than any kind of major correction. But I do not expect this current rate of advance where they're moving upwards. They've been moving upwards practically every day. I would be surprised if that continued for much longer. I don't think it would become dangerous unless we had sharp accelerations all around. And let's not worry about that unless we actually see it. And of course, that would be initial good news, but it would be too good and lead to a somewhat bigger correction. I see no reason to change any of my core portfolio positions in this environment, but equally, I'm not sure this is an ideal time to be slamming new money into the markets. Okay, moving on to the government bonds. Well, they were down here a little bit today, as I've already mentioned. But as long as this oil price remains soft, I don't think there's a big risk in the government bond markets. But a lot of people are talking about a bull market in 2007 based on a weaker US economy and lower inflation pressures. Well, they're getting lower inflation pressures in terms of the oil price, and but that is also favorable for the global economy, oil producers accepted, and the oil producers aren't doing all that badly either at these prices, which are still quite attractive relative to a few years ago. So I don't think that we're going to see much of a reduction in the inflationary pressures other than via oil and a little bit of a slowdown in the US economy and some other economies around the world. I don't like the bonds, as you know. I think the long-dated government bonds are quite risky, and I regard calls for a bull market in the sector by some as not justified by the events, I'll put it that way. In terms of the dollar, it is steadier in here today. The currency patterns are mostly ranging overall, as you know, but the dollar would have to rally from here towards the upper side of its range to undo some of the recent erosion that we have seen within that overall trading range. I suspect we're going to get quiet activity in the currencies for the most part. The Asian currencies are gradually appreciating. That's the bigger story here right now. The dollar is gradually weakening, but I don't expect any fireworks. But you know, markets, they are full of surprises. But at the moment, I think what you've seen in the last few weeks and months is what we're likely to see a bit more of. So I'm my forecast, I'm extrapolating what I've been seeing in here, and it'll take some pretty sharp dynamics to cause me to change that view. The metals sector, there's still pressure on the industrial metals. Again, I've got to say it once again that copper looks the most vulnerable to me overall, especially as it's lost that backwardation. I'm just surprised that the others have done as well as they had, and I think that they may well not do much on the upside, and there is this continued risk of a medium-term correction within that industrial metals sector. Now, the precious metals saw much bigger They had already seen medium-term corrections. They moved pretty much in line with stock markets as far as the beginning of those medium-term corrections were concerned. In other words, they were hit in May and June, reached their lows in June. It was only platinum that moved below its June low, and it didn't do it by very much, and then rebounded very, very strongly. But the very powerful headwind for the precious metals has been the oil price. Now, anytime the oil price is a bit steadier, you see these precious metals pushing ahead. So they are stronger, certainly stronger than the petroleum contracts, but the oil, crude oil action is certainly reining in upside potential or delaying upside potential for these precious metals. And that's not surprising, and it's something that we have seen before. That connection may well loosen a bit in coming months, but also although today's decline in the price of crude oil is certainly an eyebrow raiser, to see down 272, that's a big percentage move, taking crude down to just above 56. As I speak, it has broken down, that move. Now, we had seen heating oil do that a few weeks ago, I think a couple of weeks ago, when crude didn't break down. Crude just moved down to the lower side of its range, as did gasoline, and heating oil didn't maintain that downward break. It pushed back up, and that's what crude needs to do. It needs to rally back up into the range, get back up to closer to the $60 level to again indicate a downside failure, and further what I had felt and still do feel is more likely to be bottoming out action, which could well be, excuse me, voice beginning to slip again, which could well be a fairly lengthy process overall. But again, I want to emphasize a key point on that oil is to worry some of the people who are short and encourage some new longs. It really does need to push back up closer to the $60 level, indicating another downside failure and a resumption of this sort of ranging overall, probably support building phase here right now. Most of the oil forecasts are quite bearish. I regard that as a contrary indicator. And grains already mentioned, a little bit of profit taking here. It's been led by wheat, which had led on the upside. That may last a while, digesting earlier strong gains. Then I think we're likely to get another run on the upside against the background of comparatively thin supply. Okay, folks, I don't think I should subject you to any more croaking voice at this stage, and I've covered the main points that I wanted to include. There's a very brief comment of the day today because of TCS. It'll be the same story tomorrow, but I will do the big picture long-term audio outlook. Okay, all the best.